A special gift.
Yeah, apparently this is a birthday gift for me. And I was like, what could it be? And then I saw the can opener, and I was like, oh, fuck. I'm waiting for it to hit.
Can opener.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint.
Thank you, Ovi.
Botulism.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. That's why it's wrapped in newspaper. Oh, no. Dude, I'm not even here right now.
Are you jet lagged or something?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
everyone says that Somersong
will cure your jet lag.
Will cure your jet lag. It's the best remedy for it.
Ooh.
Everyone's been saying.
Bro.
What's up, guys? This is the TNT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
My arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
Don't even think I have the stomach for this.
You gotta at least smell it.
I don't think I have to try to not. I think I'm gonna know what it smells like, man.
Cash has like a gas mask down there. They're ready, dude. The crew's ready.
Is there two of them?
Let's see. I guess we'll find out.
Oh, bro, I'm scared.
Look at this. Oh, man, I can sense the botulism. Can you smell it already?
I thought I did. I might have imagined that.
Where did you get this from?
Yo, it's like a grenade going off. Hold up.
Some, like, Swedish website.
Yo, you have buckets back here so we can puke?
Yeah, there's puke buckets, too.
Courtesy of Dome Depot. It's different from Home Depot. Man, I just ordered my favorite burrito, and then you're gonna Pavlov poison.
What is this? What is this now?
Oh, that's like a cyanide tab. You can take it after you.
No, it's raspberry and orange liqueur chocolates.
Oh, yeah, that'll fucking cure whatever's
it's like
in that.
Like the little aperitif? Is that what that is?
I think that's supposed to, like, clear your palate. After you eat dead fish.
Here it is, folks. I mean, the branding is fucking ace.
Yeah. No, it is sick design.
What's into it?
What is it?
Do your thing.
If I do this now, it's going to stink like for the rest of the episode.
What is what?
Somersong. Surstroming.
Yeah,
sorry. Okay.
There are other people who maybe have not watched.
So are you asking what this is?
Huh. Nice Ryan, the executive producer,
nice to know
does
you
not know the details.
Looking out for those others that might not know.
All right. If you don't know what the fish is, pause. Go to tmgstudios.tv. Watch the ad-free version where we figure out what this can is. Come back now and see why this is so funny.
What did we talk about this like the 2 episodes ago?
I can smell that.
No, there's no smell.
TMG 319.
I can smell that.
Let's shake it up a little bit. Just shake it up a little bit.
Let me tell you what doesn't typically have juice. Fish. Fish is typically not juiceable.
I really want to open this, dude.
Do it.
Yeah? As long as I have your blessing, because this is gonna seep into the fucking furniture.
Well,
probably.
Open it, smell it, and then run it out of here.
I should probably have gloves.
Oh. No, we talking about, man. You've had some sneaky fish on your fingers before.
Nice. All right, here we go.
Lauren put her camera down on that one. She's like, absolutely not.
By the way, if you actually don't know what this is, just go to TikTok, search Sir Stroming's fish, and you can see people, like videos of people struggling to like breathe as soon as this can is open.
Yeah, it's crazy. They actually get these from the bottom of the Titanic. That's where they get this food, actually. This
Wait, is that what the submersible was doing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were going down for more Surstrong. They're like, we got to get the last of it.
All right, the seal has been cracked.
Oh, that fucking hiss, dude. Dude, smell that, man.
No.
Dude, that smells like eggs. Oh, my God. That's straight up sulfur. You can't... Oh, my... You don't smell it?
No.
I think it's stuck in my nose.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, that smells like rotten egg.
No shot, I'm going over there. No.
I'm not, this is not an exaggeration. That is the worst thing I've ever smelled. I can't even get close to it. Can someone get in here and fucking take it away?
Ryan, come smell this. Ryan. Oh, is it seeping out?
Yeah.
Is it seeping out?
I can't even get close to it. I actually can't get close to it. Put it in here. I can't get close to it.
Put it in here. Bro. Dude, that smells like an Andy Gump. That's like if you put...
I'm going to get it real quick. But... Wait, mixed with the fucking...
Oh, my God!
That makes it worse, dude! You want to grab it?
No, we're good.
Dude, it hit me.
Okay, if I toss it in there, it's
going to... Unironically, it hit me.
Oh, fuck. Did I get it on my fingers?
Dude.
Dude, there's some juice right there. That scent's not going
away. Bro, no. That is unironically. I caught a whiff of that. I'm not
dead. Yeah, I know, right? It's horrible.
Oh, that does make it worse because now it actually smells like an Andy Gump. No, this that.
Yeah, the Febreze mixed with it is horrendous.
Oh, bro, it smells like public bathroom in here. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
holy hell. That actually is way worse than I could have possibly imagined. People
bro.
Eat that?
Oh, this is my nightmare. This smells like an airport bathroom. That's a very distinct smell. It smells like an airport bathroom.
So you're going to do the rest of the episode from there?
Oh, fuck, man.
Do we have any other air freshener?
Oh, ew. Oh, that just ruined my Saturday.
Can I use this?
Yeah. Do whatever. Blow this place up. Yeah.
Dude, smell that.
No, I don't need to. I got a whiff. I got a whiff. That smelled like the worst fart I've ever smelled in my entire life.
How do people eat this?
Anyone who's able
What is this for? What is this for? Besides pranking people.
Let's think
about it. Oh, smell that. Smell that.
Oh, bro.
I know, dude.
Yo, you should not be able to hold up a napkin in negative space and get someone to want to puke. That's great. That was like an omen. Like you just turned that to me.
I know. And it's fucking
Oh, man. Oh. It smells terrible in here.
Yeah. Horrible.
You know, fuck. Does it not smell like an airport bathroom?
No, it does. It does. And we're not exaggerating. This isn't just like theater. It actually fucking smells horrible.
Fuck.
Yeah. It smells like an airplane bathroom. Not an airport bathroom.
Oh. It like, first of all, it's just stuck here somewhere.
Here. I think it's stolen now.
It's
still the omen. The
I
omen.
Really thought you were gonna pull your pants down and just shit.
Alright, there.
Yeah, it does smell like an airplane bathroom. It's crazy when you smell that, it like you don't feel it here, you feel it in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Like you just like
it's like wasabi.
But harder. Holy hell.
That's insane. I can't believe people actually eat that. Like that's not just for smelling.
I can't focus. It's still here.
Yeah, it's gonna be around.
I think it's still
I think it's gone. Dude, I think it might just be stuck up here.
Dude, right now. How crazy would it be if I just walked over and I'm like, it's not that bad, and I just ripped open the can. I'm just like, just getting as much of it as possible.
Chewing the fish.
Bro, what is the point of eating that?
What is the point?
Bro, okay. Like,
you got to be just desensitized.
You don't even... All this, you know, like, oh, smelling salts, just that.
Yeah.
You could be...
It's worse than...
You could be OD'd on any type of opiate. If you crack open that,
yeah.
That's Narcan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll sober you up Narcan. Right away. Yeah. It's the Narcan.
Yeah, yeah. Pull out the Narcan.
Oh, dude.
I'm up.
Yeah, yeah. Some dude's like, yo, that smells like shit. I'm out of here. Still smells.
Sorry, I just got visuals of your boy just like, I just passed out on a couch and you just got the search on. Like, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, wake up, bro.
Oh, yo, what's that smell?
All right. This is a challenge for the folks. If you got a friend who drinks too much frequently and passes out first, instead of drawing on them,
open a can of that.
Get a
that's
video
what I'm saying. Like,
of Sir Strong,
yeah.
And get us a video.
Like, I'm surprised it's not solely for that.
Yeah.
With how pungent that smells. Like, this is an unintended side effect. Isn't that crazy? What is it? If it smells that bad, what does it taste like?
I'm sorry, man.
You can find out.
I think I have to eat a piece. And I think at the end of the episode, maybe at the end of the bonus.
Rich umami.
Enthusiasts describe the taste as rich umami. What does umami taste like? Like the burger place?
I don't know. Ask my dad.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know what umami tastes like.
What does umami taste like? What does umami taste like? Delicious.
What is this diagram on how you're supposed to put it on your...
Wait, what is umami? It's one of the five key taste profiles. Yeah, dude, you didn't know that? It's one of the five.
Sorry, I'm resetting my
We got eye. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. That's a joke, right?
No.
That's not a joke? That's like the lost one that we don't learn about?
Oh, my God.
I know about I'm very familiar with the first four.
I still smell it, man.
What is umami?
Mushroom.
Yeah, but mushroom isn't like a flavor profile.
Fuck, man.
Earthy.
Where's that can?
You want it?
You still smell it, right?
Some.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting hungry.
Oh no, where did you put the? I still smell it,
guys. In the bonus episode, I'm gonna eat a little piece. Just so you know, I'm gonna do it.
Oh, he's like awesome. Stoked. I get
damn. Nobody here.
Oh, he's like yeah, hey. I get to clean up puke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't wait to have to get new carpet again.
Yay.
Okay, so it's supposed to taste like rich umami. So I'm stoked because I'm gonna find out what Sir Stroming tastes like and what umami tastes like in the same go.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad I have an allergy to fish. I have the ultimate excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, bro, that stinks.
Yeah, you could be having a reaction just from that.
No, I'll be all right. It's banned by most airlines as an explosion risk. Oh. Hey, Mr. Beast, I got an idea for you. Hey, Arak, I got an idea for you. I flew this jumper plane with 4,500 cans of Surstromming. Let's see if it blows up. So far, we're at 4,000 feet and nothing is... Uh-oh. There goes the tail.
No, I think what would be worse is if the cans exploded, but the plane didn't.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's still around. I think it's just thick enough where it like just sits in the air.
It's evolving.
You know, it's like nitrogen or whatever. You don't like realize that you're getting suffocated.
Oh, so because
of like the density of it.
Yeah. What do they call that when you die from that? Methane gas poisoning.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, this feels like we went to a methane site and we put our face like. And here's where you get the methane.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's right there. It is right there. Put your nose right there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's everywhere. I spilt a bunch right here, which I think is what it is. Dude, this is like, remember that TIT case that we did where the two people were like fucking by the lake and then they died?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like some people think it's because of like methane or whatever.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah.
Evaporating from the soil. Yeah. We're going to go the same way, I think.
Yeah. Why is this like the fog?
Yeah. Police are going to pull up two dead podcasters in their seats.
Yeah. This is like the big.
Smells like shit in here. Yeah. It's got to be a clue.
And then they die. This is the beginning of a zombie movie or something.
Yeah.
That smells atrocious, bro. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to eat a piece of that. And here's the thing is that the studio is going to smell like this now for like months probably.
This is why Swedish people are so like cheery and happy. Because once exposed to this and once they taste it, nothing else could be terrible.
Yeah.
Besides war.
Yeah. They're like, at least we're not eating Surstromming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Every day is a beautiful day as long as I'm not eating Surstromming.
This snow is kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
At least we're not eating Surstromming. Minus 40 degrees outside. Hey, could be worse.
Could be eating Surstromming.
Imagine freezing one of these and then licking it like a popsicle.
Mm-hmm. Probably be easier,
Imagine
man.
Imagine microwaving your shit and then...
and mixing it Surstromming. Oh, dude. You know that I bet you that's what the perverse family house smells like. That's the that's the ultimate TMG Studios challenge.
What?
You know, there's like, oh, the ALS ice bucket challenge is the TMG Studios challenge. Open a can of Surstromming and watch the whole perverse family trailer
while right here.
Yeah, while it's just in front
of
your nose.
Eating it?
Eating it is a bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to film just people with pink eyes, just tears.
Just trying to do it. It's like that dude in fucking Squid Games, the anxious guy.
Oh, fucking hell.
Almost puking?
Yes.
Okay, it wasn't just like a nervous tick.
He fucking puked in his cup. That's how he got the shit.
Did he really?
No, man, the amount of spit that dude put in his cup. Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't make it.
They should have, bro, they should have made the Titan submersible out of that cookie. Because that thing survived. That guy... He's like, it was a full inch of spit in there.
Ew, dude.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Ew. I know. But he did the dumbest thing when he pulled it out. He did it on his hand. He should use the back of the tin.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the Squid Games reality show. Yes, we fell for it. It's good, man.
It's fucking so good.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's visceral and it has anime level plot twists.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Is that they give you this big monologue and backstory from the character, and then in the middle of it, it's like, oh, fuck.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Like, I just really want to pay for my mom's cancer. They're out. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's filmed very well.
It's beautiful.
It's such a dystopian thing, and it's so fucked. I feel so bad that I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I do.
It feels like the show. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't feel that far off from the show, the actual show.
I like that they took every step to make it feel as close to the real show as possible.
Well, I mean, they probably kept all the plans for the set design. They were probably just able to rebuild it.
Yeah.
It
looks the same and it feels exactly the same.
I actually wonder now if Netflix, when they invest, well, no, because he sold it to Netflix.
Yeah.
So they probably had to rebuild everything. Yeah. Damn.
I was reading, would
have been crazy if they just had half the set lying around. They're like, oh yeah, we just got that.
Yeah.
Netflix is like, oh my God.
Let's go. Yeah. Suck my dick, Mr. Beast.
Yeah. We were watching that show and Alita's like, damn, they could do this for years.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, it's so
like
fun.
What? New seasons of that show?
Yeah.
Oh, I would watch every single one.
It's so fucked, man.
It's so like, I like the tone of it is so fresh. It's not like other reality shows.
It's not because it's
the
awful.
Complete opposite. Yeah.
It's so awful. Just people being like,
Air America's like,
my brother has no legs.
Yeah.
And he's dying from a flesh eating disease. And if I could just, no,
yeah. And then,
yeah. Oh, no.
So I like, I've been seeing all the TikToks from the people that were on the show come up. And one of the interesting ones was one of the dudes that made it through the first one. Somebody asked him, why was everyone's hands in their pockets the whole time?
Mm.
It's because he said it took five hours to shoot that. So each time they were still, it was 45 minutes. So that's why the girl squatting was like, I can't fucking do it. And she starts crying and breaking down because she was squatting while sitting for 45 minutes.
And they had heat warmers in their pockets because it was like 24 degrees.
Yeah, that's why their noses are all red and shit like that, because it's freezing in there.
Yeah. It took longer. I saw stuff that was way longer than 5 hours. Some people were like, it took like 10 hours to shoot that.
Just this one? So I wonder if they did that on purpose or if it was like they had to review the footage each time and actually figure out who moved and who didn't move. Or if it was by design so that they could filter out the most amount of people.
Probably a mixture.
Yeah.
But I bet you it's like review.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the only way you could do that, right?
Yeah.
Is by bringing up the footage and, yeah.
But, I mean, I appreciate that they had to make it fair.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, what else? What else from behind the scenes?
That was the only...
I've just been fucking sucking out for this show.
Sucking out?
Yeah, just like a fish.
What? What do you mean? Like a surstroming?
Yeah. No, I mean, suck out is like a fucking poker term. But like, I just like, I'm watching it at home, just like goldfish eye, just like.
Oh, yeah. Same. I didn't look at my phone one time.
Yeah.
I was just enthralled. But yeah, so I saw a couple other ones. One of the TikToks was from the dude, the anxious guy. Oh. And so I turned it off right away because I was like in the middle of the episode and I was like, I don't want any spoilers.
Oh, shit.
That poor guy, I mean, he couldn't have done worse.
He should have played. He should have played off of Brighton's desire to push forward. I feel like he should have stood there and he should have looked at Brighton, because that dude Brighton wanted to win so bad.
His 4-3-2?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He should have looked at 4-3-2 and gone, I want you to put your hand on that umbrella right now. I'm not touching anything. And he should have like pressed it, like, no, you go to that umbrella. He's like, you want to be the big dog? Go be the big dog. Show us you're the big dog.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, then we're out.
Yeah.
And he should have just not moved.
Yeah.
That dude would have been like, fuck.
Yeah.
He would have walked right over.
Yeah.
He would have done it.
You think so?
I think so. I think he wanted to win that bad.
I feel like people's pride gets in the way there.
Nah, but he wanted it. That dude was doing push-ups. He was doing two-a-days in that fucking prison cell. He wanted to win.
Night vision cameras turned on.
Yeah.
Just him alone doing push-ups. It's like, all right, man.
He wanted to win.
Also careful. Dick. No, Cody's only seen...
Episode
and a half.
So now I know he doesn't win. But I mean, like, that's fine.
What?
Because you're like, he wanted to win. Does he win? Don't tell me.
Oh, no.
By the way, the last three episodes haven't come out yet, so nobody knows who wins.
Well, where are you at, though?
I've watched an episode and a half.
So who is, what cookie part are you at now?
They just finished it.
They just finished the cookies.
Like, the umbrella's just finished.
Oh, yeah. So you saw.
Yeah, but that's halfway through the second episode. Some more shit.
Oh, no, no. I didn't say anything past that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I just meant
that. No, but that dude made it, though. 4-3-2.
No, but what I mean is the pukey Mormon guy didn't make it.
Yeah, he got.
What I'm saying is he the way he
pukey
could have.
Pukey Mormon guy? What a horrible way to describe him. Pukey Mormon.
Puking Mormon. The way he would have been able to further that for himself. Because he was sitting there being like, you got to come spit on my cookie.
Dude, he literally, I felt really bad for him because obviously he has some like debilitating social anxieties.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But like that could not have gone worse for him.
Yeah.
Literally everything, he did everything the worst.
He got bullied, man.
He did. Like right before going in, him just crying and then the guy being like, don't cry, man. Man up or whatever. And you're like, oh, fuck. And that, for it to be like the biggest bully dickhead in the show that's also there with him being like, fucking stop crying, bitch. And you're like, oh my God.
The dude, they laid it up for him to turn it on them. Cause the other guy with the dreads goes, man up. And he puts his hand on the star.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, man up. All right. And he goes, hey, big dog, go to the umbrella.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man up.
Yeah.
And then he should have just stood on that.
Yeah.
He should have stood on business.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, he's like,
you're going to spit on my cookie,
me,
right?
You're going to help me. You're going to spit on my cookie.
Come on, man. Come on, man. And then I laughed so hard when they were like, circle, you'll be playing first. I'm like, they don't even play together, stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he was like, turns out you can't help each other. It's against the rules. It's like, even if he wanted to, even if it was part of the rules, he couldn't do it.
Yeah. That's actually, it's so funny. Like, did he not watch the show?
Yeah.
No one finished in the show, and then they're like, come spin, and they're like, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Also, ew.
Yeah, ew is right. You know what I thought they were going to do is I thought...
Come puke in my cookie. You're going to puke in my cookie, right?
Puke in my cookie,
you're going to help me? You're going to puke in my cookie?
I did say, when 432 like turned his head because the dude was like crying and vomiting, and he was like trying not to laugh. I laughed so hard. I felt that shit in my core. Just that fucking... Just...
That guy's an asshole, man.
He's young, man. That's why he's a dick. Asshole. Yeah, he's a dickhead, man.
Yeah, he sucks.
I mean, he's just funny.
That dude's funny, too. The private equity guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Lorenzo. Yeah.
So funny. He gets multiple foods, and then the people watching him... The people watching him just watch him go to another group. And say, you gonna finish that? Oh yeah, sure, I'll have some.
It's so funny. They're just like 100 feet away. Hey, what the hell? Yeah. 432 is a funny guy, man.
Yeah, but it's a phenomenal show. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it's really, really good.
Here's
really...
the thing, dude. You need guys like 432 in there to make it interesting. If they didn't have, that
I agree,
guy,
and I'm looking forward to seeing him get eliminated.
You need pivotal villains, bro.
You do.
Yeah.
I wonder what the casting process for that show was like.
So I started wondering, do they cast based on, like, I wonder if Netflix has data on who, what their target demos are, and do they reflect those people into their, like, reality shows?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I think more likely it's like, we know that these archetypes work for...
It's
this
definitely
sort of thing,
more
so let's
that.
Find the most exaggerated versions of all these.
If anything, man, they probably just have so much footage that they probably focused in on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it was probably, they had to narrow it down to just, you know, these happenstance. I also like how they did what I thought was really smart about the talking head interviews is, see, I like the challenge. But I think where they fuck up is... So they'll do the talking head interviews, and every time the talking head interview is done, typically the person speaking is wearing a different set of clothes. And I don't know if that's because they shoot them at different times and they're calling them back to get more dialogue,
yeah,
or if they're trying to throw you off on purpose. But I feel like when you watch their body language while they're saying what they're saying, they telegraph what the result of the scene is going to be.
Yeah, I agree.
So... what I like is they don't show their faces during some of the talking head stuff.
Oh, okay.
They just layer it beneath like a B-roll of the person. So then you're truly like, damn.
What's going to happen?
What happens next?
Yeah. That plus like mixed with the fact that you learn very quickly that you hear some of these stories and they don't mean shit. They don't foreshadow anything.
That's
like that,
really
that woman
good.
In the first one, the very first woman that you ever hear from in the show, the first talking head they do.
Like,
she's like, "What's it like to pay off your car? What's it like to make rent? Like, I don't know what those things feel like. I would love to know what that feels like." And you're like, "Oh,
she's
clearly,
gonna go all the way.
Clearly, like this is a backstory of a person that we should care about."
Yeah.
It's tugging on my heartstrings. I want to see her go the distance.
Goodbye.
And oftentimes in these reality shows, that's why they show you that. And so you feel really good in the end when it happens.
very first person eliminated is her.
Night, night.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck, okay.
Yeah, that was a really good way of getting you hooked. You're like, oh, okay, this show is ruthless.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
Okay. I can't be like, are people actually going to start dying?
Yeah.
It's like the only difference between this and the actual show.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to see a lot of people die inside.
Yeah. I can't wait for the Sir Stroming challenge part.
Yeah.
This.
Oh, bro, if that was the final, like, eat this can, I think they're putting people away. They could actually shortcut this show, and they could get 487 people and 487 cans of Sir Stroming. And be like, whoever makes this, eats this, gets to the final
eats
round.
Eats the can and drinks the juice.
Yeah.
Eats all the meat and drinks the juice. And every single person would be out except for like that one like military guy that we watched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squid Game, the challenge U.S. application. How far will you go?
Is this for the next one?
Yeah.
No way.
Cody Noel Do.
Yeah.
Squid Game's the challenge. Nah, man. I think to win this, you have to be so innocuous and like socially awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't be off-putting.
No. You just have to stay silent. Just completely blend in.
But you can't blend in with a group either.
Yeah.
It's like prison. Like you have to just kind of like be head down.
Yeah.
And I've heard this from other people that have gone to like jail. They say that you don't get fucked with if you just appear to be doing your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this dude is probably in here for some shit.
That's what I'm saying. You can't really be with a group.
No. Yeah. You just got to be like in there.
Yeah.
Just doing whatever.
Which would get boring.
It would. That I think would be the true test. If you're just like psychologically all the time figuring out like, fuck.
Yeah.
How do I get away from people?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's crazy because you don't even want to be too physically dominant either.
Yeah.
Because then everyone's like, get that guy out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the shit from Survivor.
You just have to be dead in the middle. Mm-hmm. You have to blend in and be average by every means.
You just got
to
be like a sloth just in your bed all day.
Yeah.
I think that guy's like anemic. We don't got to worry about him. Hey, we're going to take a quick break to say go watch Cody eat the Surstrom in the Bone Zone. I can't even speak normally.
It
sounds like COD Zombies for the last like 5 minutes of the bonus.
And it smells worse in here than it. I mean, I haven't smelled a smell this bad. Look at Ryan; he's struggling.
I've only smelled this type of fart from a person one time, and it's like that.
And was it me?
It wasn't you.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I used to have a buddy that would rip farts like this. I'd almost vomit, and he thought it was so funny. And it's like the smell is like that, but locked in a car with the heater on.
So if you want to see that, go to tmgstudios.tv.
Oh my!
Sign up for a subscription. You can see that plus 200 other bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Plus extended versions of all of our Cody and Noel Do videos that we do, and ad-free everything. Much, much more than that. So promo code is on the fridge for what? 20% off until we decide to turn it off. So go do it now because it might be... Actually, let's turn it off. No, we're going to leave it open for a little bit. Go sign up.
I have nothing to say. Just go sign up.
One other thing I will say about this show is I like how, you know, obviously everyone's thinking about the Mr. Beast version. And it's just like, I think when he did it, you know, it was... We even probably said this. Like, it was like... You know, it just seemed like the most impressive thing ever. And how could you get better than this? He remade Squid Games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he spent so much money.
Yeah.
And then you realize this comes out and you're like, oh, there's levels to this shit. And there always will be.
Yes.
Like YouTube will always kind of be.
Yeah.
You can, as much as you want, be like, YouTube is the new, you know.
It's not.
The new landscape. It's like.
It's not, dude.
It's not. Like, you don't need these big production companies.
Yes, you do.
It's like this is a whole. It's like they remade the fucking show, like scene by scene.
Yeah,
but made it real.
Yeah, which is awful because this like conversation right here just sounds like bowing to your corporate overlord. Being
which
like,
I'm not trying to do. I think that both have a place.
Totally,
totally. Like Mr. Beast's video ended up being a different thing, right? He's like walking around interviewing people on the floor.
Yeah,
right. It's like much less polished reality show by design.
Mm-hmm.
But still, when this came out, I think a lot of people were like, "This is the most impressive thing you could do."
Yeah,
in this vein.
Yeah,
and it's like no.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, if you get the most evil people on earth, they can make something even more evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you wanted to see people suffer?
Yeah,
that's what Netflix said. They're like, oh, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we got that.
Send us a 1 minute video, and then because that's what the application says, send a 1 minute video telling us about yourself. They got that lady in the beginning. It was like, I really just want to make rent, and the casting director's like, oh.
Perfect. Yeah, pause it. We don't have to see anymore. Pause it. That's all we need to know right there. Wait, just play it. What else does she say? Just want to know what it's like to pay off my car. Pause it. Oh, yeah, God.
Say less.
Not be more perfect.
Say less.
Say less.
On the board, number one.
Yeah.
I want to meet her when she walks through the door.
Yeah.
Because she's going out first.
I want to shake her hand.
I want to shake her hand. We're going to put Vaseline on her shoes.
Yeah. Slipping around? Oh, because of the motion. If I meant just in general, like one walking through the bunk area, no. Slipping around.
No, I meant
what's
like
wrong with these shoes?
Just sabotaging her for that first challenge, just to make sure.
Soap shoes?
They get the most awful story
so
visibly
funny.
Possible.
Someone's sprinting and it's like red lights.
She's like, what the hell? Yeah, man.
Please upload a 1 minute video telling us about yourself, why you want to be on Squid Game, the challenge, what your game plan would be, and what you would do with a huge $4.5 million cash prize if you won.
As if any story that they get isn't going to be like so brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I've got a mother in hospice and I just like to spend one more year with her.
Yeah.
How dark is it? The casting director's like, yeah, we're going to take that.
Yeah. That's what we like to hear right there.
Yeah, suffering.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it. And here we are yucking it up, being like, this is the greatest show ever.
Because
it's fucked up.
Because, yeah.
This is the closest we're going to get to Hunger Games.
No, but I think it's not our fault. I think it's the fault.
Besides people being hungry. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. It's not our fault. I think it's the fault of the reality TV, like, paradigm in the United States, where like for the last 20 years, it's been this like find the person with the fucked up story, tug at the heartstrings, and then give them the big payoff when they finally win in the end.
Yeah,
you know, tug on their heartstring.
Tug on their heartstring.
It's my heartstring.
Yeah, tug on your heartstring.
Tug on my heartstring.
Yeah, tug on my heartstring.
Oh man, that tugs on my heartstring.
Just like
when you say hard string? Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's how dudes watch reality TV. We just tug on our penis and cry.
Yeah.
I can't believe they lost The Bachelor. Brittany,
you know, watching
won.
American reality TV is for tugging on your heartstrings.
Yeah.
And then watching porn is for tugging on your heartstring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, no, it is true. Like, we're just conditioned to like this shit.
Or like expect it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they flip it on its head, it feels like, oh, this is new and refreshing.
Yeah.
Even though it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's but terrible. You are like, whoa, I can't believe that happened.
And the problem with this is it cannibalized, like you can't do Black Mirror ever again.
Yeah.
Because a scripted version of this is just going to be like.
No, they're doing it though.
What?
Squid Games, season 2.
No, but that's what I'm saying is like, if they try to go Black Mirror season 8, everyone's like,
oh, because it's like happening?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because Squid Game, the challenge is like a Black Mirror premise.
If people were actually dying. It's not that crazy, you know?
I guess it's crazy in the sense of this is the most unabashed, like, we're going to crush these people's souls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, these people need this money and we're gonna destroy them. Psychologically.
But all the fucked up reality TV that used to be a thing, fucking Black Swan, Moment of Truth, all that shit, that was way worse.
That's true. That is way worse.
This is pretty PG compared to
No, you're
the shit
right. You're right.
Do.
You're right.
Before reality TV got like all heartwarming, it used to be fucked up.
I guess what makes this fucked up to me is like unlike, was it Black Swan, where they're shaming an individual person? I guess, oh boy, here goes my political science fucking eyeglasses.
Hit me with it.
I do just say, in the current economic environment, is this not just such a commentary on our society in America, where it's just almost the story of capitalism. It's this big race where everyone is conned into believing that they have a chance, but only one will win and the rest will lose. Now, I just think it's sad where it's like it is seemingly a bunch of people that are like, damn, this would change my life. I need it. It would be awesome if I had this.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're not going to win.
Yeah. $4.5 million. That's like, that's a big ass prize.
That's a
that's
huge
the biggest
prize,
prize and in then, any reality show that I've ever heard of, right?
Hopefully they don't win it in California either. Sorry.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, congratulations. We'll go ahead and take half.
Yeah, well, half of that lopped off.
Wow, thank you for doing that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to go to Gavin's Spank Fund.
Gavin? Gavin knew something.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's going to go for...
It's going to go to his child basketball games.
For, what is this?
Biggest cash prize in reality show history. Yeah.
Is Netflix doing this because they need write-offs? Yeah, the stock price is getting hit pretty hard. We need a big write-off here.
No, dude. They probably just... They had a bunch of money to blow during the strike. They're like, we can't buy anything. Nothing's going on. So it's like, what do we do with all this money?
I don't know.
What if we did Squid Games in real life? Like Mr. Beast?
Yeah. Yeah, but like, we get the best cinematographers. We get, listen, I know some guys that did National Geographic. We'll get these fucking buffalo running shots. We'll get them like the animals they are running for this money.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they definitely did. They definitely did get some like some good, you know, close-ups as the money was falling into the bin of people being like.
Yeah. So grim.
Like, just grim. Just gross shots of people being like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just you wait, brother.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
And every time someone dies, they have a clip of someone saying, that's $10,000 more.
Yeah. The editing is so good on that.
Yeah, I know.
Just you wait, brother. So you haven't seen the carrot scene.
I love the mullet guy.
Oh, which one?
The first.
The one from Kansas City?
Yeah. And the first in his like talking head interview, and he's like,
Hunter's hot cousin.
Hunter.
Not Hunter Biden.
I was like, Hunter Biden? What? I guess they kind of look like. No, when he was like, everyone sees the mullet and thinks I'm more or less intelligent than them.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're not really helping your case. More or less intelligent than them.
Or no, you're talking about the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, with the glasses, yeah.
Oh, that dude's from Kentucky?
Oh, you're talking about the... Yeah, yeah, that other guy does look like Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the mullet.
Yeah. No, but yeah, face structure-wise kind of too.
I'd have to see another picture of Young Hunt comparably.
Not this guy, the other mullet guy.
Kyle.
But that was the dude I was talking about in the beginning. Everyone thinks I'm more less intelligent than them.
Yeah, scroll up. Him, yeah. Stefan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's if Hunter like played lacrosse.
Yeah. Yeah, and thought drawing pictures was weird.
Yeah. His shit was funny, too, in the very beginning, where he's like, it's me and my brother, man. I think it's going to be us to the end.
No, it is not.
First personality.
And
it's just him looking at him like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's my boy right there. What the fuck?
That's my best friend growing up. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so watch the show. It's fucking good. And we will be auditioning for season 2 for sure. For sure.
We'd be fucked in there, man.
Yeah.
Do you want to record 1-minute videos each real quick?
Yeah, if we actually send them in.
Why don't we just do it in the what? Wide and we just do a 1-minute with the two of us.
Yeah, the two of us, yeah.
All right, ready? Here's our audition.
Wait, put some dramatic lighting on.
Ooh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
We're big fans
of the show.
Huge
by the way.
Fans huge of the show. Fans. We run a kill shelter and we're tired of doing it.
It's a human kill shelter.
Yeah.
For old people.
Yeah.
And it's just, we're sick of doing it.
It's hard.
Yeah. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Noel.
And mine's Cody from the Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
It's awful having to shoot these old people right between their eyes. We use the same gun that they use for cows, for beef. You know, that's got like that hemi combustion, that cylinder. That's what we have to do between the eyes. We don't have much time left. Look, if you would consider us to be on Squid Games, The Challenge Season 2, you would greatly change our lives. What our strategy would be to jerk off in the bunks separately. Every night we try
in
to,
other people's.
No, we yeah, try to no, we, in our we, own. We each get our We're own top sickos. Bunk. Yeah, and we try to jerk it every night.
Yeah, and we made the song Walkman.
Oh, that's the end.
Just giving some more context, so just in case they want to check it out. Popular songs like 92 million streams or something like that. So check it out,
dude. Could you imagine all like 400 people in there? In the middle of the night, just one of the top of the bunk. It's just, you know, it's just like, it's just vibrating.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bunks 4, 3, and 2 are like, what the hell? What?
Hey, who's shaking the bunk? Stop shaking the bunk. Stops for a second.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you jacking off up there?
No. Yeah, no, dude. Hey. Are you jacking?
Ping. Me. Oh, he's sleeping. Okay.
That'd be crazy, man. Or just on a just without a care in the world. Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get this nut off before I go to bed. Sorry.
Only way.
Only way.
Pass out.
Sleep. Yeah. Gotta get
Look
a nut
at
off.
The guy next to you. Hey, man, you don't mind.
Sorry, I gotta take a cum.
Just ass naked in the public men's fucking toilet, just
jacking off. Sorry, man, I really got to take a cum. Hey, when you got to go, you got to go.
Sorry, brother. You know
sorry,
how it is.
Man. Duty calls. Got to take a cum real fast.
You know how it goes, buddy. He's got to empty your little willy, yeah? He's got to empty your little willy sometimes, you know? On your knees. Oh, my God.
Knees up on the toilet seat? Pointing it down. Just come on!
You just slip on the
come floor. On!
You slip on the flusher. Fuck! Yeah!
I can't wait to eat my hour-old burrito after this.
That smells like surstromming.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's the one thing this show is missing. Some people hooking up.
What do you mean?
That'd be crazy in the middle of all this trauma, just like just a hetero couple just banging
you're
out.
You're talking about Squid Game.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about this podcast. I was
no,
like,
what
do you mean?
Hell?
What?
No, dude.
What, should we just have people make
Listen,
out
I
back
might've,
here?
I might yeah, I no, might have made you that.
More people hooking up on this show.
Listen, I might have gave you that gay surfboard, but don't get it, don't get your hopes up, brother. Yeah, yeah, some people just fucking their... Just
yeah,
we're like, welcome.
So how was Japan?
That's
dude?
Just plug talk, dude.
yeah. Seriously,
how was Japan? Good question. It was awesome. It was awesome. No, it was good. You know, Tokyo, fun
you know,
city.
You know, Tokyo.
Yeah, Tokyo. Yeah, Tokyo.
Okay,
fun city.
Yeah, all right, Tokyo.
Yeah.
Nose is growing a mile.
Man.
How was it?
Shout out Beck. Thanks for making our personality.
Yeah.
We've actually never needed to be funny. We just copy Beck.
Yeah.
And you get all these people who are 24, like, that is a good bit. And we're like, we know it's a good bit.
We know it's a good bit, yeah. That's why we do it.
That's why Beck got on SNL.
Yeah.
Because that was a good bit. Still smell it, man. Fucking hell. Still smell it.
Just wait till I eat it.
Yeah.
And then my burps will also smell like
it. Ooh.
You think I actually can get botulism from that? The air that squirted out of that fucking can.
Dog.
Like, why does it smell like that? It's not rotten. That's what rotten shit.
You're about to have a kid and you want to risk death? Sick.
For the, yeah, but it's for like the.
Respect. Yeah. It's for the meme. Studio. Yeah, it's for the meme. Yeah, I like it.
It's for our paying subscribers.
Yeah. Yeah, Tokyo was cool. It's a, you know, beautiful city. We had our friends kind of plan an itinerary for a couple of days. Went and drove some go-karts in Fuji. Fastest lap of the day.
Nice. Out of everyone?
Out of everyone.
Nice.
You know what I mean? In the rain.
Hell yeah.
So you know your boy was the fucking wheel man out there?
Yeah, just drifting.
You know, the boy was the wheel man out there. No, it was actually, I fucking sent it for sure.
Nice.
No, I went, at the end of the day, I went like reverse into a barrier and I hit it hard enough that my lower ribs got touched. It's like,
ooh.
I was like, I'm like, we're good for the rest of the day. Fully thought I was going to crack one on that one. Yeah. But yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Tokyo was funny because... Have you been to Tokyo?
Yeah. Once.
The sort of like the unspoken rules you got to know about things,
mm-hmm.
like in restaurants and...
Is what?
Like some of the ramen spots that kind of threw me off, like the double line thing where you like line up to give your order and then pay and then you get in the other line to be seated.
Oh, okay.
Some places are like that.
Okay.
And it feels like no one explains shit to you.
Right.
Everyone knows.
Right.
It was kind of this big inside joke that you're out of and you're like, do I? And everyone's like, you should know, dude.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
If you want to get laughed at.
Yeah. Yeah, no, do your thing, pal.
Yeah, there should be someone at the airport
mm-hmm.
that tells you this stuff, you know? Hey, before you leave, I got to let you know.
Yeah.
Of a couple customs.
And then you feel how American you are. Like, when you speak at your normal volume, because everyone is very, you know.
Yeah.
There's that, and then I started reading into other dark aspects, like the frequency of salarymen just jumping onto the train tracks.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. Our friend was going to back to the airport. She's like, oh, my train is delayed for injury.
Oh, and that's someone that jumped off in front of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how they just say that over the intercom and everyone has to pretend.
Yeah.
Or just everyone's like, oh, I guess.
Did you eat any good food?
No, I just
how did we get to suicide so quickly there?
I just, you know.
Then was the ramen good?
The ramen was great. I was just going to joke that I kept fucking with the train conductors.
What?
You know, the guys that like hang out the back of the train?
Yeah.
I kept joking like, I might.
Jesus.
Okay, sorry. That's not funny. Yeah, had some amazing food. Went to this pork katsu place. We served it like high-end sushi, nice. Different cuts of pork.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You got to eat it different
ways.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, he lays down the first piece and it's got some juice on the top. And he's like, suck it off first.
He told you to suck his pork?
Yeah, suck the pork.
Suck the juice off the pork?
Yeah, we ate John Pork. We killed him. We cut him up and ate him. You know John Pork?
No, who is that?
Dude, pull up John Pork.
Who's John Pork? That name rules.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. John Pork, actually, he just hit my line. He said, don't talk about me like that. That's John Pork.
John Pork.
You don't know about John Pork?
No. Is he a meme? What's
yeah?
John Pork is calling.
Yeah,
I love this.
Yeah,
this is great.
So many, dude. The AIs of John Pork, him just being like, yeah, the Buckethead in NY, crazy.
What's the original one?
It's the
John Pork is calling.
Yeah,
someone just made that. Like
I forget the origin.
Put a filter on or something.
I forget the origin, but I would just see John Pork, and then John Pork is calling, like a TikTok would get interrupted, and it'd be like, and it's like
John Pork.
You're like,
that's fucking good.
Oh, bet.
That's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, he lays down this piece, and there's some juice on the top, and he goes, suck it first, and then a little salt, and then dip it, you know. So every bite was, you had instructions.
Gotcha.
And because I got this fish allergy, which is so lame, I've never needed to have wasabi, really. Mm-hmm. I think I've had, like, wasabi, like, flavored snacks and stuff, but nothing I can remember.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first time I actually ate wasabi.
Nice. Because
he served us one, and he just dollops it on top, and
with
I go...
With the pork?
With the pork.
Nice.
Which I thought was unconventional. I didn't know if that was, like, a normal thing.
I mean, you can eat wasabi on anything.
Yeah, but I'm like, here we go. And it was fresh.
Yeah.
Freshly ground.
Yeah, that shit is fucking awesome. Did it hit you in your brain?
Oh, yeah.
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 Isn't that crazy?
Because he goes...
Normal spicy shit, it's like you feel it in your throat and your neck or your, like, you know, your tongue or whatever. Wasabi just goes right here.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. When you were in Tokyo, did you feel that pressure? I know you normally do this on your own, but to finish the plate...
I couldn't remember like any particular pressure, but also like, yeah, I would have just done it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I felt the pressure in these environments to like, you gotta eat everything.
There, I mean, there was definitely, now that you mention it, there was a moment where we were at the fish market, you know, doing the whole like get in line at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it opens at like 5 a.m. and you're eating, you know, like chef's table. They just like put it in front of you and you eat it. At like 5 a.m., but the guy who's preparing the sushi is right in front of you at the bar.
Yeah.
And they would put like sea urchin and shit like that. Stuff that has like a really fucking weird texture.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eating these giant fish eggs or whatever.
And you're like...
Definitely was that.
You're like...
And they're like looking at you like...
You're going to do it, right?
And you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you're like, yes, of course.
Yeah. And you're slamming beer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasabi hit me right in the brain. It was delicious. He made a pork-based corned beef. I don't know how the hell he pulled that off. Mm. Tasted kind of crazy. The pork was crazy, man. So yeah, that went off. The ramen was nuts.
Was it busting?
It was busting. Had some crazy good beef.
Nice.
Yeah. Tried their McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
'Twas good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Different than America? I think I had it there too, but I forget how it was.
Different because I feel McDonald's is really good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love the McDonald's app especially.
Nah, I think McDonald's everywhere besides America is really good.
Yeah.
Here it's just...
It's also good.
It's good here, but it's not, I don't know. I feel in other countries...
It's more consistent, I would say.
Maybe a little bit more consistent.
And like higher quality.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of food, dude, I think we should hit this TikTok before we finish because so many people sent me this.
All right.
Did you see
the poop deli? Is it the one of the...
Oh,
yeah. We can run the... I thought it was going to be the one that we got tagged in of the horse jumping off that bridge.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, bro.
Wait, is it like the deer one?
Oh, dude.
It's better than the deer one?
You never seen a mass hit water like that. You haven't seen a mass hit water like that since like a pool party in 10th grade.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so dumb, but so funny.
It's so dumb, but like so many people were tagging us because they were like, this is every like bit you have combined into one.
Yeah, So we can't call it dumb because this is just us.
I mean, it's genius.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It's really smart.
It's really smart humor.
How you doing, boss man? Let me get an everything bagel, do a half pound of poop. Hey, the usual for me, quarter scoop poop on the poop bagel. I'm gonna do a bagel everything, scoop it out, do a little lox, and you know, throw a little poop on it. Catch a poop, toast it on an over easy hash brown. Let me do a half a pound of bacon, egg, and cheese with a little bit of mayonnaise on the side, and then I don't know, throw a little poop on the top.
Throw a little poop on the top. Damn.
Yeah, dude, that's everything we do right there.
Yeah, let me get the 16-inch BLT. With the...
Put it in the microwave.
Throw it in the microwave.
And maybe heat it up a little bit.
You know what? Fuck it. Let me get the Philly cheese. I'll do the Philly cheese. Yeah.
Philly
poop
steak.
Yeah.
Get the Philly poop steak.
Let me get the 18-inch. And yeah, instead of mayonnaise, why don't you go just lather that up with poop?
Yeah.
Let me get the 18-inch Philly sub mayonnaise for poop.
Can I get the poop aioli on it too, please? Oh man, that's a thought. Mayo and poop, stir it up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, let me get the chunky poop aioli.
Yeah, the spicy poopy aioli, please.
Yeah, let me get a. You know what? Fuck it, man. Let me get a clam chowder today, but replace the clam with shit. Yeah, take a big old shit in the middle. It should look like hummus.
Let me get the Italian poop dip. Please. Oh, that's good. You dip it in poop juice. Yeah, let me get the what's it called? A jus? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
The poop jus. I'm making a poop roux. Damn, that's funny. All right, run this one now. The same guy, right? The evolution of ordering at the poop deli.
Can I do a plain bagel, cream cheese, and put a little poop on it? I'm going to do an everything bagel, vegetable cream cheese, and then do a plop of poop right on top. How you doing, man? I'm going to do an everything bagel, lox, cream cheese, and then I'm going to do a double poop scoop on top. Do the two scoops of poop. How you doing, Mikey? I'm going to do a bacon, egg, and cheese, and do a smear of poop. Not too much, though. Joey, what's the Hershey squirt? 8 pounds of poop? Yeah, I'll try it. What's up, boss man? I'm gonna do Italian bread, chicken cutlet, lettuce, tomato, poop, olive oil, and then do a half pound of poop on the side so I can dip, you know, dip the sandwich in the poop.
Get the sandwich in the poop. What's this dude's name?
Yeah, shout out this guy. What's his name?
It's Frankie 13. Shout out, it's Frankie. This is different from it's Frankie 12.
Yeah. It's not Frankie 12.
Yeah, it's Frankie 13.
Frankie 13.
Frankie, if that is your fucking athlete number, please take that shit out of your fucking name, man.
Yeah.
Every just brute force, like, oh, he's number 13 on the wrestling team.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get
so
hacked.
That's in your password.
All right. In the bonus today, I'm going to eat some surstromming, or I'm going to at least smell it some more. We're going to open this can. Or we're going to leave it there, actually, and not open it. No, that's the second can of surstromming. Oh, there's another can. You think we just get one can? There's a brand new can in here.
Yo, I'll give you $1,000 right now. You cut a hole in that, put a straw in, and just... Yeah.
Ooh, wait a minute. That's a little bit... Like, wet. Maybe that's what was smelling.
Oh.
That's, like, greasy. What the fuck is on there?
It leaked?
Definitely smells like fish.
Ooh.
Now that's botulism right there.
Ooh.
Now that is some botulism.
Now that's what I call botulism.
Yeah, let me get a little botulism on the top.
Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese with some botulism. Okay, I'm going to go wash my hands.
I want to see the LA version of the poop deli.
Hey, how we doing? I'm going to get the kale salad with light on the nuts. And just a sprinkle of poop in there.
I didn't realize that the scooped bagel was a thing.
Yeah.
Until that whole Twitter.
Because there's that guy who was like, I went to this deli and I asked for a scooped bagel. They didn't know what I was talking about.
Scooped bagel. Yeah. Someone was like, I couldn't believe what a scooped bagel was until like I looked it up, or couldn't believe it when I looked it up. I don't know what
bagel
it
is. Shell.
Yeah. Why the fuck would you get that?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm going to wash my hands. Bye.
This week on the Bone Zone.
Yeah, I saw this dude's cock.
What? I gotta go back to Disneyland. I might drop acid and go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Don't let my husband know I'm touching myself to you.
Let out a trombone. Just a fucking... She's like, that's marriaging.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.